Today on Young Money Radio, how would you handle getting paid $23.5 million at age 24? That's what happened to Major League Baseball star Grady Sizemore. He skipped college to follow his dream and the money. Does he regret it, or is it a dream come true? We'll talk to Grady to find out what life is like when you're young, talented, and rich. Plus, Daniel Jimenez, Young Money's managing editor, tells us what it's like to interview the hippest, richest young people on the planet and what he has in store for Young Money readers and website visitors this coming school year. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Today's show is made possible by OneSimpleLoan.com. We're so grateful to this great company. Listen, if you're a college graduate and you're dragging around tons of student loans, there's now a simple solution that can lower your monthly payment and interest rate: student loan consolidation with OneSimpleLoan. But you should do it now before new laws are enacted that could actually make your student loan debt even more expensive. Get in touch with OneSimpleLoan today, toll free 1-800-973-0403, or visit OneSimpleLoan.com/YM Radio and discover how to manage your college loan debt with just one monthly payment and one low interest rate. The service is absolutely free. There are no credit checks, no fees, no hassles. It's exclusive to Young Money Show listeners right now. You can visit OneSimpleLoan.com/YM Radio to learn the top 10 money-saving reasons why consolidation is the logical way to manage your loan after college. Want to start right now? Give them a call. Get some information. That's the perfect place to start. Toll-free, 800-973-0403. 800-973-0403. OneSimpleLoan. Young Money Magazine is now 8 years young, believe it or not, and it's blossomed into one of the most respected magazines in America, not only by its readers, but by those in the journalism industry and college administration as well. Recently, we sat down with the magazine's managing editor, Daniel Jimenez, to find out what's ahead for Young Money Magazine. Well, it's hard to believe that Young Money Magazine was started back in 1999. That would make it about 8 years old now. Or should I say 8 years young? We wanted to talk about Young Money, the magazine, which is growing, gaining respect not only from its thousands and thousands of readers and visitors to the website, hundreds of thousands, millions of visitors to the website, youngmoney.com, but also from the journalism industry. You know, a lot of celebrities, and based on the people who've been on the cover lately, a lot of PR people are loving this magazine. It's a great format, and we're so thrilled to welcome the managing editor of Young Money Magazine and youngmoney.com, Daniel Jimenez. Dan, thanks, and welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Is that a long enough introduction for you, or can we go?
You sort of wore me out, but I'm waking up. Just another cup of coffee will do it.
Well, this has got to be exciting times for Young Money Magazine. I mean, you've had some major stars on the cover lately. The inside, when you look at it, you did a redesign last year. We should probably talk a little bit about that. And I'd love to hear you talk about kind of how the magazine has matured. It's kind of a weird way to put it when it comes to Young Money. You don't want it to mature, and you know, but you do, and it's really evolved. I guess that's the better word.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Well, give us some insight on that. Where was the magazine just a couple of years ago, and you know, what was your vision, and are you there yet, or is it still a work in progress?
Well, I came on board back in 2002, and way back then we had about 100,000 circulation on about 20 campuses. The website, maybe where we're getting 20,000 visitors a month, if that. So things have really changed drastically. We had very hard time finding anybody to be on our cover, any celebrity. It just hadn't heard about us. And it was still a new thing, talking to young people about personal finance. But now we're definitely getting our name out there. People are more interested in what we're doing, and the numbers show it. We're now in 150 college campuses. We're getting about 2 million visitors to the website expected this year. And circulation is up over 300,000 now. Every campus we go to, we do a lot of live events, and students are just glad to have us there, excited to talk to us. And we get a lot of mail from college students in particular, just asking us finance questions about credit or about investing or entrepreneurship. So it's definitely been a great ride, and I'm just excited to see what's coming up in the next few months.
Daniel Jimenez is the managing editor of Young Money Magazine and YoungMoney.com. Was there a defining moment when you would say the magazine kind of began to transition into that? Like you said, it was tough in the early days to get a big celebrity on the cover. Was there one big celebrity you got that kind of opened the door? Was there a time that you can think of that led to now you've got, you know, Major League Baseball stars, you've got music stars, you've got actresses on the cover, you know, the top pop people, you have rap singers who are worldwide famous. I mean, it seems like now you can get who you want. Do you remember when there was the time when that happened?
Yeah, I guess it was Mark Cuban who really put us on the scene. It turned out we were looking for somebody who had a connection to the business world, but who also had an appeal with young people. Mm. And Mark Cuban, as most people know, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He made $1 billion from the company he sold a few years back. He's all over ESPN and other networks.
Attacking referees and things like that.
Yeah, he's definitely a colorful character. And I had the idea of just trying to contact him. And amazingly, I went to the Mavs website and found his email address on there. And I said, well, let me take a stab and just see if he's willing to answer a few questions for us. And the man is amazing. Within 10 minutes, he had got back to me. And he agreed to answer everything. Not only that, he sent me the responses back within minutes. he sent us some photos. I mean, the guy was just great. And from then on, it was just easier to get guys, and like the winners from The Apprentice came on board. Susie Colbert, the ESPN broadcaster, interviewed her shortly afterwards. So definitely, I think Mark really
opened the door. All about credibility.
Out.
Yeah, he's definitely a pioneer in a lot of areas. When it comes to writing about young money, was that a limited topic? It seems like that topic, that genre has expanded. Maybe it's because of Young Money and the work you've done over the years. But was it limited when you first started writing? Was it hard to come up with topics that would appeal to college students and younger people, younger adults, or was that always an easy part?
Well, there are a lot of students out there who still think about money as sort of a boring subject. Mm-hmm. So you had to break through with them, try to make it more entertaining, easier to understand. But there's a great amount of interest in investing mm-hmm. among students. We discovered that. There are so many schools that have investing clubs now. It's amazing. And we have our own fantasy stock market game on the website that has just really taken off. We get hundreds of players playing that every month. Another thing that has really grown in the past few years is student entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I guess The first collegiate entrepreneurs organization conference a few years back probably had a couple hundred students. The last one I went to in Chicago last year had over 1,200.
Wow. Incredible.
With big name speakers attending there and all kinds of workshops. So definitely young investors, student entrepreneurs, they're a major part of our audience.
Yeah, and the magazine covers a lot of lifestyle issues too, which I would assume is very appealing. And one of the great things is that a lot of the magazine is written by student journalists.
Yes, we've had a great success in finding journalists willing to write for us. We have probably at least 100 student freelancers at schools all over the country. And we just love those guys, and they really give us a young voice for the magazine.
Yeah, and it's great for them, too, because it gives them some early work that they can use. You know, if they want to be journalists, what a great thing to add to your resume to be writing for a national magazine.
It doesn't hurt to have a clip in a national magazine, that's for sure.
Well, you've got Danica Patrick coming up in a future cover story. We're looking forward to that. Any other big stars on the horizon that you could tell us about?
Well, we're looking to have probably some musicians from the world of rap, I guess you would call it, pretty soon. I can't name any names right now, but we're always looking for people in the sports world, film, that would make for good guests.
We're looking forward to it. Daniel Jimenez is the managing editor of Young Money Magazine and YoungMoney.com. Daniel, appreciate it. Best of luck with future editions of Young Money Magazine. And since we're doing Young Money Radio now, we'll look forward to having you back on again soon.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. And by the way, any listeners who are interested in subscribing, you can check us out at YoungMoney.com and just follow the links.
Young Money Radio.
Attention, college grads, dragging around tons of student loans. Well, now there's a simple solution that can lower your monthly payment and interest rate. Student loan consolidation with one simple loan. But do it now before new laws are enacted that could actually make your student loan debt even more expensive. Get in touch with One Simple Loan today at 1-800-973-0403 or visit onesimpleloan.com/YM Radio and discover how to manage your college loan debt with just one monthly payment and one low interest rate. This service is absolutely free. There are no credit checks, no fees, and no hassles. Want to start right away? Call 1-800-973-0403 right now to transform your student loans into one simple, manageable repayment package created just for you. Feel free to call even if you just have questions. The number is 1-800-973-0403. Call now. It's just that simple.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, guaranteed ways to make fast cash, real life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. I'm Mike Sciano. Hey, if you have ideas for future segments of the show, a financial question, or if you'd like to submit some audio, like an interesting interview for possible use here on Young Money Radio, send your email to radio@youngmoney.com. That's radio@youngmoney.com. We're so glad you're joining us on this edition of Young Money Radio. Hey, remember, if you have a question, comment, or you'd like to send us some audio, like maybe a great interview that you've done, you can do that by emailing us either your intent, maybe your idea, or actually send us the audio. The email address is radio@youngmoney.com. radio@youngmoney.com. We'd love to hear from you. Well, Grady Sizemore thinks he has the best job in the whole world. Sizemore plays center field for the Cleveland Indians. But it would be hard to argue with him whether or not you're a sports fan. After all, how many other jobs give you the chance to have your own personal bobblehead doll, be cheered by an all-female fan club called Grady's Ladies, and get paid millions of dollars to do what you love? Sizemore was a baseball and football star at his high school near Seattle before the Montreal Expos persuaded him to choose pro baseball over college. How did they do that? Well, they gave him a $2 million signing bonus in 2000. Sizemore was later traded to the Indians and spent 4 years playing in the minor leagues until he was finally able to break into the majors in 2004. But it didn't take Grady long to show that he belonged once he got there. He was selected to the All-Star team in just his second full season in the majors. Last year, Sizemore became just the second major league player in history to record 50 doubles, 10 triples, 20 homers, and 20 steals in the same season. He also led the American League in runs scored with 134. The Indians have no intention of letting their best player get away from them. In 2006, he signed a $23.5 million contract extension that will keep him in Cleveland for another six seasons. Cleveland manager Eric Wedge called him the greatest young player he'd ever been associated with. Coaches and teammates frequently mention his intensity and strong work ethic. Sizemore remains humble despite all the accolades being tossed at him. He prefers to focus on team goals instead of personal accomplishments. Off the field, Sizemore is well known for maintaining a laid-back attitude, but he sure looked comfortable on the cover of Young Money magazine. Young Money's managing editor Daniel Jimenez spoke with Grady by phone recently.
Take me out to the ball game, or take me out to the crowd.
I want to start with right after high school. You were a two-sport star over there, and a lot of colleges were after you probably to come play baseball for them. But you decided to go and play baseball in the minor leagues. You got a contract deal with the Expos. I just wanted to get your take on whether choosing to play pro versus going to college. Was that a tough decision for you?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you're not really sure what you want to do. You're still, in high school, and you're making these big decisions. But, I almost really thought that, getting drafted wasn't really a possibility. I was more looking to go to college. And then I got the opportunity, late in June with the draft, and I just decided that, baseball was kind of where I was leaning anyways, as far as my career, kind of what I'd like to do more or what I, loved more. So it was just kind of it was just a gut decision I went with. I just decided to take it and see where it took me.
And then you wind up playing about 2 years of minor league ball, is that correct?
No, I was in the minors for probably about 4 years now, 4 or 5 years.
4 years, yeah. Okay, before making it to the big leagues. Talk about life in the minor leagues versus playing in the major leagues. What are some of the biggest differences there?
Well, the game definitely speeds up. I think you're playing against the best players around, and they're definitely they're on the top of their game. And I think definitely the hardest thing was just slowing the game down and catching up, trying to catch up to that that high speed that everyone plays at.
What about life off the diamond? I mean, it must be the difference between having a roommate. I think Jason Bay was your roommate on the road. Is that correct?
Where?
In the minor leagues?
You had different roommates every year. It wasn't really one and set in stone.
But it was like buses, staying at some cheap hotels, probably not having that much money too. And then all of a sudden you go to the major leagues. That must be a huge, huge change in lifestyle.
I think you definitely get first class treatment when you're up here in the major leagues. They do a good job of making everything, right there. Everything's right there and everything's very comfortable. So that's definitely one of the perks, I guess you could say.
Well, speaking of perks, what would you say is the best part about playing in the major leagues versus what's the toughest part for you? And what do you enjoy the most about playing in the majors?
I think, the major leagues is, obviously it's the cream of the crop. It's, the best players in the world. And, just being able to compete, with these guys every day and playing, a game that you love is obviously, just an exciting thing to do. I mean, I think what's so tough about it is it's a game that's constantly evolving. People are continuing to get better, with just the way they work and the way the scouting is and the way they got reports on everybody. I think it's just, it's a game that's constantly growing and, getting bigger and bigger and people are getting better and better. So it's just, it's a challenge. And, I look forward and enjoy, a good challenge.
What keeps you motivated?
Like I said, I love to compete. I love to be out there. I'm a huge competitor in anything I do, whether it's sports or, whatever might be happening that day. But I think for me, it's just, I want to be the best I can be. I want to, be a good teammate. I want to, I want to win a championship. I think that's one of the biggest motivations, to sit there at the end of the year and be, know that you're the number one team at that time.
I was interested in getting your take on some of the comments that people around the big leagues have been saying about you. I mean, just a lot of folks are heaping praise on you, including your manager, who recently said he called you the greatest young player he's ever been associated with. Your general manager, Mark Shapiro, said he has that you have a chance to be one of the great players of your generation. How does it make you feel when you hear those sort of comments?
It's flattering. I mean, it's nice to know that, people are saying that about you, but it almost makes you want to work harder. You had some success and you're doing things well, but when you hear stuff like that, you just, it makes you know that you've been working hard and people are seeing that and appreciating it, but it almost, kind of, that's another motivating factor for me. It just makes you want to be that much better and work that much harder.
Well, what's been the greatest highlight of your career so far, would you say?
I think one of the biggest things was probably these last couple of years, just being able to go back to Seattle where I grew up and you know, playing Safeco, a field that, you know, you kind of watched when you were coming up as a kid, and you know, your family's there, your friends are there, your coaches are there, and, you know, when you're playing in center field and you got a bunch of your buddies from high school that are out there in the little garden behind center field, it's kind of an exciting feeling. I think just for them to be able to see it and experience it there with me is just it's a great feeling.
What about the making the All-Star team? What was your experience like there?
Oh, that was fun. That was real fun. It was a little nerve-wracking. You know, you're in this locker room, you know, being a young guy with all these, you know, 6-7-time All-Stars, these guys that you watched when you were a kid, you know, when you're growing up, or, you know, guys that you kind of look up to, you know, as you were coming through the minor leagues and the major leagues, and now you're in a locker room, you know, next to them. You know, you're like, you're sitting there, do I go ask him for his autograph? Do I sit here? Do I not say anything? But I enjoyed it. You know, hopefully it won't be my last trip there. I think it was a great experience for me. It's something I'll always remember, and you know, I really had a lot of fun while I was there.
You know, major league players, they usually have shorter careers compared to other jobs, and I know you just signed a big contract extension. I was wondering, do you feel a certain need to just be more careful with your money now, because knowing that things could change? You know, players get injured, things happen. Do you think about that sort of thing at all?
I mean, obviously, you never know. You can't really control what happens. There's always a chance of getting hurt. I mean, I think with baseball, one thing that's good is, you know, your contracts are guaranteed when you're looking at football, and they're not. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't really focus on that kind of stuff too much. You know, I'm here, you know, my job is to play baseball and be out there every day. I try to stay as healthy as I can and be on the field every day. But, you know, I'm pretty careful with my money anyway, so I'm not too worried about it.
I hear you're really into movies. You got a huge movie collection. I even heard you're a big History Channel fan. Just wondering, what would you be doing now if you weren't playing baseball? Would that be something you'd be in the film industry or anything like that?
It'd be fun. I guess I would enjoy it. I don't know if I really enjoy acting. Maybe directing. That'd be kind of fun to direct a movie, I think. But yeah, I'm really into movies. You know, I'm into the, like you said, the history and the nature stuff, but like the Nature Channel, but I have no idea, really. You know, I probably would have definitely gone to college had I not played baseball and hopefully found something there. But, you know, who's to say where I'd be, you know, if I didn't play baseball? Sports has been my life since I was a little kid, so I don't know anything else.
So after your playing career is over, you probably see yourself maybe coaching or in broadcasting or something along those lines?
Probably not. I mean, maybe coaching, definitely not broadcasting. I don't think I could handle the whole broadcasting thing. But, you know, I'm going to play as long as I can. You know, I love this game. And, you know, when I'm done, hopefully, and you know, I can, you know, start and, you know, take some time off and just enjoy being with my family.
Well, so what kind of goals have you set for yourself for this season?
You know, personally, I don't really focus too much on, you know, like the personal goal. I think obviously, you know, you want to improve off last year and you want to, you know, take it, you know, one step further and, you know, up your game. And that's always a goal of mine. But as a team, I think, you know, we're not satisfied unless we're playing in the postseason. So, you know, this year we're going to, you know, work hard and play, you know, strong for, you know, the whole 6-month season and, you know, get into playoffs. I mean, I think we got the guys here to do it. And, you know, that's my goal, to do what I can to get my team into the playoffs.
Well, we're definitely going to be watching you all season long, you know, wish you the best of luck. I thanks again for taking the time to speak with us, Grady, and we'll make sure you get copies of the magazine. You've probably been on magazine covers before. Maybe starting to get old. I don't know. But
No, not at all. I appreciate it. This is fun.
But we definitely want to make sure that you get copies of that for yourself and you know, post a story online for your fans to read about. So thanks again for taking the time to be with us, and good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
Young Money Radio.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, guaranteed ways to make fast cash, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Attention, college grads, dragging around tons of student loans. Well, now there's a simple solution that can lower your monthly payment and interest rate. Student loan consolidation with one simple loan. But do it now before new laws are enacted that could actually make your student loan debt even more expensive. Get in touch with One Simple Loan today at 1-800-973-0403 or visit onesimpleloan.com/YA. M Radio and discover how to manage your college loan debt with just one monthly payment and one low interest rate. This service is absolutely free. There are no credit checks, no fees, and no hassles. Want to start right away? Call 1-800-973-0403 right now to transform your student loans into one simple, manageable repayment package created just for you. Feel free to call even if you just have questions. The number is 1-800-973-0403. Call now. It's just that simple. You're listening to a special edition of Young Money Radio. We thank Grady Sizemore of the Cleveland Indians for taking time to be with us, as well as Daniel Jimenez, who did double duty as an interviewer and an interviewee. Did a great job on both. And we look forward to the next edition of Young Money Magazine. We did get an email. You know, you can send your financial questions to us, and we get the staff at Young Money Magazine and the expert financial advisors to give us some input on these. And one of the questions we recently got at radio@youngmoney.com was, what are some signs that you're in financial trouble? Well, besides not having any money in your wallet or purse, here are a couple of other things that you might look for to figure out if you are in trouble financially and should be looking for some help. First of all, if you don't know how much you owe or who you owe, that's a first sign, especially when you begin to take on loans and credit card debt and those kinds of things. Got to be careful about knowing who you owe, how much you owe. If you're making only the minimum payments due on credit card balances, that's a sure sign, the beginnings of trouble. If your payments to creditors are late or you have to miss them because you simply don't have an ability to pay even the minimum payments, that's a major sign of trouble and you need help right away. Think about this. If there was an interruption in your income, if you earn money to pay your bills, or if someone provides money like a parent to you, if there was an interruption in that flow of income, would it cause immediate financial difficulty for you? That could be a sign of trouble. If somebody's taking care of your expenses and they run into financial issues, how will that affect you? Something to think about. If you use credit cards to purchase basics such as groceries and gasoline because you have to rather than because you choose to, that could be a sign of trouble. It's okay to use credit cards to make basic purchases, even for a cup of coffee, as long as you can afford to pay the bill off when it comes due at the end of the month. And of course, if you're not saving any money because you simply don't have any extra money left over, that's a sure sign of trouble. We should all be striving and set the goal to save at least 10% of our income, even if it's part-time income. Even if you only work one day a week part-time, try to put at least 10% of that part-time income in a savings account, or put it in a more aggressive investment, but at least put that money aside. And if you're doing without things like medical insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, if you're in a situation to need those different kinds of insurances, certainly everyone needs medical insurance of some type. Now, you may be covered under the college health plan, but if not, if you're outside of that program and you're doing without health insurance, simply because you can't afford it, that's a sign of trouble, and changes need to be made so that if you did get sick and had some major medical expenses, those would be covered for you. We want to make sure and take care of those. And again, if you find some of these financial trouble signs showing up in your life and you want some help, send us an email and we'll help you out. The email address is radio@youngmoney.com. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Young Money Radio, made possible by One Simple Loan. If you graduated with lots of student loans, visit onesimpleloan.com/YM Radio for 10 money-saving reasons to consolidate those loans with One Simple Loan, giving you one monthly payment and one low interest rate. You can also get in touch with One Simple Loan toll-free. The number is 1-800-973-0403. That's 1-800-973-0403. This program is available for listening 24/7 at youngmoney.com. And if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano, and for everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening and enjoy your life right now.